American officials expect the two airlines to become one on December 9th. When that happens, American's parent company, AMR Corporation, will be renamed American Airlines Group, with a different symbol on the NASDAQ stock exchange. Common stock in the current airlines will be converted. American's Mike Trevino says new contracts with new pay rates will also go into effect for thousands of airline employees, and some will gain a stake in the new airline.
Many of the employee groups are going to receive equity in the new company, and that equity will be distributed to employees beginning that first day of closing.
Trevino says, however, that airline passengers will see little immediate change. Tickets already issued for either carrier will be honored. But airline analyst Mike Boyd says in the long run, the merger will affect DFW travelers in a good way.
In the long term, it's going to open up the Metroplex to more places flown by the American Airlines hub. Like Sarasota, Florida will be one. You'll see other markets in the West, Boise, places like that.
Boyd says airfares are also likely to go up, but he says the merger isn't the biggest reason for that.
They're going to go up simply because the cost of flying is going to be going up, and airlines are not expanding in terms of seats or in terms of airplanes.
Boyd and American say it will probably take a year to 18 months for the two airlines to be fully combined. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.